Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hello, and welcome to the Friday episode. Or Saturday, whenever you listen to it, doesn't matter. Whew, got a big show for you today. We're unveiling a new segment. Who will Jason defend? We've got some grievances to air. We'll find out. What would it take for Hulk Hogan to get back into WWE? As he was banned for saying racist things on camera. while having sex with his friend's wife.
Yeah.
It was a mess. It was a real mess.
Before and after.
Oh, poor Bubba the Love Sponge. Of course, I guess Bubba the Love Sponge was like, hey, yeah, Hulkster, go ahead and have it, my wife.
I'm a Hulkamaniac. So is my wife.
I want to watch. I just want to watch.
Brother! 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 All right, any fun weekend plans, Kareem? Anything good? Going to see Black Panther for the 15th time?
Black Panther for the 15th time. I'm going to go see Ryan Davis at Tommy T's. He's a comic that does a lot of internet videos, usually pretty funny. So I'm going to go see if he's just an internet personality or if he can actually carry it out live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some of my friends are doing a tribute to Jay Dilla this downtown. So I'm going to go check that out Friday night, Ryan on Saturday night.
Cool. Jason?
I got my wife for Valentine's Day, like a facial.
Yeah, you did.
A facial massage and a massage thing. At ESAC. So she's doing that on Saturday morning. I really hope.
So you're taking CJ for ice cream again?
Son of a bitch. Fuck you. No, she'll be taking a nap about 10. So.
All right.
I'm hoping that I get to see Black Panther this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope that I get to see that because I knew that it wasn't going to happen this last weekend. But. Hopefully.
Were there any seats in the theater to see Black Panther this past
weekend? If you were white.
No, what was it? When I went Thursday, a lot of the shows were sold out Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, no, I know the show, yeah, it's been sold out.
And they're showing, virtually every theater is showing, it's not just like one theater, it was like, they're doing two and three screens per place.
They're doing the type of shit you only see during the summertime.
Yes. Oh yeah. They know, and they're looking to make the money on it. So that's totally cool.
Yeah.
Totally cool. I'm kind of hoping to see that's one we need to see.
Yeah.
That's one we need to see. WWE Elimination Chamber Sunday night.
Oh.
Sunday night. Ronda Rousey will be having her official contract signing where she will be, they'll be announcing that she will be on Monday Night Raw, not on SmackDown Live.
Yep. Is it because she's just kind of starting out that she's on Monday Night Raw, or that's a big show, right?
It is their big show. It's their flagship show.
It is.
I might have to come hang out with you Sunday.
It's a contract signing. It won't be that exciting, but
somebody will get somebody will come out and
somebody's
going to
challenge her, man, or hit her with a chair or something.
You'd hope so. You'd really hope so.
Someone's gonna hit her in the stomach, and she's like, "Oh, I'm pregnant." And then it's just like, "Oh shit."
The funny thing is, I don't expect her to be that great at wrestling to begin with. Oh, we've got an update for you. Thanks, Windows. How about another time? would you like to restart now? No, go away.
How about now?
Right. Leave me alone, Windows. I don't expect her to be, because professional wrestling is different than real fighting.
Yeah.
The idea is to make it look like real fighting, but not have it be real fighting. Now, that being said, Brock Lesnar, very good at it, and he's good at real fighting.
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler is becoming very good at professional wrestling. She was an MMA fighter. There have been a few of the women, specifically the women, who've made the transition over.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to take her that long. She's a judo medalist from the Olympics.
Yeah.
She understands the basics of it. So if, and I guarantee, because she is a maniac, that she is in Florida training all the time for this.
Oh, yeah.
That by the time she actually makes a full debut, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
And she's a wrestling fan. So she's been watching it all of her life. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. The rumor is that she will have some sort of mixed gender match, possibly with The Rock.
Okay.
Possibly The Rock coming back at WrestleMania. It'll be her and The Rock versus somebody else. So we'll see what happens with all that.
Man, The Rock just can't stop putting his fingers in everything.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Do you smell? I love the posters for The Rock's new movie where he does this jump off of something toward a burning skyscraper, and people actually did the physics of it.
Yeah.
And they have the different arcs at which he would either fall very short or jump into the actual burning part of the building.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Yeah. You're supposed to suspend reality, you dumb sons of bitches.
Yeah, but it's hard to, and like, you're like...
No, it's not hard to. It's not hard to.
When you're an engineer and you're looking at
it,
you're like...
Not
there's
hard
no
to.
Way that he can make that.
It joke. Is a fucking movie.
It's not the engineers. It's the snarky dicks.
Yes.
Everybody has to be a snarky dick.
Have you met an engineer that wasn't a snarky dick?
It's a movie.
I
guess what? The building's not really on fire either.
Right.
It's not? Is it all just a ruse?
Oh, my God.
And by the way, leave Fergie alone. Hey, look, someone picked up my tweet and put it on a website that you've never heard of. said Johnny Taylor Weekly.
Yes.
Hi, Johnny Taylor.
He was in People. He picked up in People.
Yeah. Well, he was also picked up in Complex Magazine.
Wow.
Which I've literally, and I like Johnny Taylor. He's very funny.
Yeah.
But he's publicizing himself as he should. But literally, every week he puts out something. Hey, I was picked up here, and it's something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Ever.
And I've heard of Complex. It's a hip-hop magazine.
Right, and there's always this long string of comedians saying snarky dick things.
Yeah.
And he's in every one of them. He's going to be king of the snarky dicks, so yeah. Congratulations, and all hail Caesar.
I know
how it sounds. I'm not actually shitting on Johnny Taylor. Let me make that clear. I have an admiration for the success he's having. I'm not shitting on him. I just find it funny.
Yeah.
Yes, Jason?
Nah, nothing.
You looked like you were going to say something.
I was, but I decided not to.
Okay.
Are you going to go, yeah, you were?
What's that? Yeah, you were. You're being a dick.
I won't deny that.
We love you, Jason.
oh,
man.
All right.
So, asshole.
Why don't you go take your daughter out for some more ice cream?
I think I shall.
Get some hot fudge in your mustache.
I did have her sitting on my lap, and I'd give her a spoon, and then I would take a spoon. And the first one I did, like, I'm not used to, like, eating with her in my lap, and, like, I got the ice cream, like, in her hair. It was so ridiculous. I cleaned it up, but it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. Let's start. You know what? Let's start with a hero story, shall we? Hero of someone doing their job and paying attention. And from right here in Sacramento, a quick-thinking American Airlines employee at Sac International Airport likely saved two teenage girls from lives in captivity. A customer service agent named Denise Miracle knew something was awry when two girls from the Vacaville-Fairfield areas, who were 17 and 15, came to her ticket counter on August 31st. So this is a while back, but we're just finding out about it. The girls had no identification, were not accompanied by adults, and had two first-class tickets booked by another person with a fraudulent credit card. That's according to the news release. Between the two of them, they had a bunch of small bags. It seemed to me as if they were running away from home. They kept looking at each other in a way that seemed fearful and anxious, and I had a gut feeling that something wasn't right. So when she refused to let the girls fly, they walked over to a nearby Starbucks table while one of them made a phone call. Meanwhile, the gate agent called the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, Airport Bureau, and reached a deputy there who later reported the girls had called a man named Dre, whom they had previously met on Instagram. Dre had offered to fly the girls to New York for the weekend and pay them $2,000 to model and be in music videos. But one more piece of the puzzle seemed odd. Dre hadn't bothered to buy the girls a return flight from New York to Sacramento. That was news to the teens, who had jumped at his offer without telling their parents. Because kids are stupid. When I told them they didn't have a flight home, that's when it kind of sunk in that maybe I was actually telling the truth. In my opinion, what was going to happen was they were going to go back to New York and become victims of sex trafficking. They said they wouldn't have let that happen, and I said they probably wouldn't have had a choice. That's the deputy. Nobody wants to be a victim of sex trafficking.
So, as I've said on the show several times in the past, and Jason has looked at me sideways, sometimes it's not victim blaming. It's, bitch, I told you. No man is giving you shit for free. Pay the fuck attention. Nobody's sending, you're going to New York to be a model?
Yeah, some guy met you on Instagram, is just going to fly you to New York.
You're not even a model in Fairfield or Sacramento or wherever the fuck you from?
Right. Use your head.
But some guy's going to send you to New York to be a model? And I'm not going to tell my parents because they're going to tell me no.
Right, because you're 15 and 17.
15 and 17.
And you don't have ID.
Yeah. Oh, and you don't even have sense enough to know that you need ID to get on the plane.
By the way, how did they get through TSA without ID?
I don't even know.
We really need to talk to this Dre guy and say, man, come on, man. You need to step your game up. Make sure the girls have some ID. You know, if you're going to be doing this.
I can't get through. I cannot get through TSA without ID. What's the first thing you do when they get to TSA?
ID
and ticket.
Yes.
ID and ticket every time. And then, how did these girls get through there?
And if it's some guy on Dre that's hitting you up for something, he's a pimp or he's a crook. I'm just going to let you tell you that. If his name is Dre and he's on Instagram and he's in your direct messages or he's hitting you up, he's running a scam. He's running game. His name is not really Dre. He's a pimp. He's doing something illegal.
Yeah. Here, basically, don't trust a guy who tries to slide into your DMs.
Yes.
He wants to slide into something else.
That's right. And that's not me being a man and being over dramatic. That's what the fuck he wants. At some point you start listening to us when we tell you, and then you end up in bad fucking situations because you actually paid attention to somebody who knew more than your dumbasses do.
Teach your daughters not to trust guys.
Yes.
Especially guys they don't actually know.
Yes.
Don't trust guys.
No.
Don't trust guys. Guys will do some fucked up things. Most guys won't. Most guys are perfectly fine. We just want to get laid.
Exactly.
But.
And know that is always the agenda, is to get laid.
Well, who knows now with kids these days?
Yes.
Kids these days apparently just want to beat off the internet porn and play video games. I don't know.
Yes.
Beat off while playing video games.
A lot of Netflix and not that much chill.
Yes.
That's what I've been reading. Yes. But, don't trust a guy named Dre.
Yes. Do not trust a guy named Dre to send you anywhere.
Yeah. Unless it's Dr. Dre and you know it's Dr. Dre.
Yes.
And even then, be careful.
Be careful.
Or Mac Dre, but Mac Dre's passed away, so.
Well, then, was he going to contact you through the Ouija board?
You know, I don't know. Dr. Dre might have stopped whooping women's ass in the last 20 years. He used to have a history of it. So if you're going to go in with him, you want to go in with a headgear and a mouth guard.
And with Mac Dre, you're going to have to pay him for some of that dick. He says, dick on discount, bitch, goodbye.
So headgear and a mouth guard, you're dealing with Dr. Dre, just all I'm telling you.
Okay. Good, good to know.
You gotta have money for that.
We dropped some knowledge on you.
That's it.
That's a lot of it. You know who's dropping knowledge? Omarosa. On she's on Celebrity Big Brother. And so is Brandi Glanville, and she came out and asked a very, very direct question of Omarosa.
Did you ever sleep with him?
With who?
Well,
Brandi! You cannot ask that question! But I'd really like to know the answer.
Hell no! Oh my God! Brandi, that's horrible! Apparently a lot of girls do.
Well, I'm not. Now, there is somebody in the way who's sleeping around with everybody. But she is not me.
No, okay.
I've never had to do that.
No, but I've been told when I was on Apprentice that a few girls prior to my season.
Tell me who.
I don't know.
Oh, you know the scoop, Brandi.
Wait, hold on. That Celebrity Apprentice contestant slept with...
But you've never heard my name. Tell the truth.
No. No, but he seems to like you so much. I was just wondering.
God, no. No, I'm just ratings gold. That's why.
Yeah.
She's just ratings gold. That's why. How badly do you want to win Celebrity Apprentice, Vivica A. Fox? Oh, wait. Was that?
No.
See, now I got to think back to the years of Celebrity Apprentice when there was always some woman who did not belong there, but
Clay Aiken.
It was Clay Aiken. Arsenio.
Yeah. Yeah, Arsenio did not deserve to win that year. Definitely did not.
Stop pretending like women won't suck dick to win. Dick in the head.
Just stop acting like men won't suck dick to win.
Arsenio.
They will.
God damn it, Arsenio. We expected more of you.
Well, you know Clay would suck dick regardless.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't even a question with him.
Yeah. Who knows? All right. So this is my favorite mugshot of the week. A methamphetamine trafficker was wearing a DARE t-shirt, you know, the ones they give it to high school kids. He was arrested by Michigan narcotics agents. He was sentenced to a minimum of 15 years in prison. His name is Jeffrey Elton Schmeige. He's 48, arrested last year following a raid at his residence that yielded large quantities of crystal meth, prescription medication, marijuana, a firearm, and ammunition. That's according to the local narcotics task force. He recently pleaded guilty to multiple felony narcotics counts. Investigators identified him as the leader of a ring that brought meth from Minnesota into Michigan's Upper Peninsula. He has a lengthy rap sheet that includes 9 felony and 6 misdemeanor arrests. Drug Abuse Resistance Education is what DARE stands for. And the t-shirt says, DARE to resist drugs and violence.
It's as ironic that he's wearing a DARE t-shirt as it was that the Reagans were bringing in crack when they created the program.
Just say no. Just say no. That's all you have to do. Nancy Reagan went on Different Strokes and taught us all.
And Ronald was selling sledded coke.
Yeah. By the way, Nancy. Meanwhile, Dana Plato was the one on the heavy drugs.
Yes, that's true.
I think Todd Bridges was on some drugs too at some point.
Yeah,
he's off and on.
You know, well, yeah, off and on. But Dana's the one who succumbed to it.
Yes.
All right. So this is sort of a follow up from a story we brought you a while ago. The St. Louis pastor responsible for the credit card receipt heard around the internet for her snide scribblings apologized. Said it was a lapse in my character and judgment. Adding that an Applebee's employee who posted the receipt online was fired after she lodged a complaint with restaurant managers. In a Smoking Gun interview, Alois Bell said that the online firestorm created by the receipt has left her stunned. She said, "My heart is really broken. I brought embarrassment to my church and ministry." The Applebee's receipt, which was posted to Reddit, includes Bell's handwritten notation referring to an 18% tip added to the bill for groups larger than 6. She wrote, "I give God 10%. Why do you get 18?
Because God didn't just serve you.
She scratched out the tip and then added a 0 in its place. She also wrote the word pastor above her signature.
cheap ass is what she should have wrote.
The meal came after delivering a service at the Truth in Word Deliverance Ministries Church. She added that five adults and five children were in the group that dined at Applebee's. That's a traditional post-service destination for church members. The subsequent bill was divvied up amongst the parties. She said that her notation on the receipt was a lapse in judgment that had been blown out of proportion, and despite scratching out the tip added to the bill, she claimed that she left a $6 tip in cash, adding that she subsequently discovered the 18% gratuity had been added to her credit card. Yes, that's what they do when you have a large party.
And they tell you that up front.
Right. Idiot. She said she learned that a copy of the receipt was online when a friend called to say it was all over Yahoo. All over Yahoo? What year is it?
Jesus.
She called the Applebee's to complain about the dissemination of her receipt, which includes her easy-to-read signature. Well, fuck you, lady.
That's what you get for being a bitch.
Right? In a follow-up conversation with an Applebee's manager, Bell said she was told the waitress was immediately terminated. Now, according to the Consumerist, the receipt was not uploaded to Reddit by the Applebee's worker who waited on Bell's party. Instead, the server showed it to another waitress who photographed the receipt and later shared it online. The spokesperson for Applebee's said, "Our franchisee has apologized to the guest for violating the patron's right to privacy. The individual responsible for the leak is no longer employed by the franchise." I really hope that somebody can replace that Applebee's job.
Oh, God.
By the way, the pastor, a mother of three, heads a 15-member church that rents a storefront space.
Cheap ass.
Pastor? Pretty loose here if you only got 15. if you can bring the whole church to Applebee's and sit at the big round table,
yes,
you don't have a church.
Yeah, that's called just a family who likes to get together on Sundays, right? And pray.
Hey, my folks started like that. So watch it.
I mean, he does say in the Bible, any place where you gather, you know.
Okay. In addition to her fledgling ministry, Kareem, she's authored three. They're calling them slim books here. Why? Well, they cover topics like fasting, prayer, religious teaching. They're available for purchase through an online Vanity Press. One 28-page volume, that's why it's thin, examines spiritual nourishment, complete with references to candy and junk food. The $10 paperback is titled, "Watch the Hand That Feeds You."
Okay.
According to her biography, she gave her life to Christ in 1997 while she was pregnant and homeless with her youngest son. Living at the time in a Catholic homeless shelter, she recalled that she was laying in her bed one afternoon when, quote, "the Lord touched her heart and invited her in." Whew. So, yeah, that's it. So she's apologized, but,
Oh, that's nice of her.
By the way, if you're going to tip in cash, on the tip line, write cash.
Yeah.
Don't write zero.
Yeah.
Because if you write cash, then they go, "Oh, they left cash." Not, "Oh, those fuckers chintz me out of stuff."
Well, I always do that.
Write zero?
Yeah. But I leave cash when I do that. I don't not tip.
Dude, I always write cash.
Yeah.
Always.
I never do because I worry that they might have to report something for taxes.
Yeah.
Because like when you give them cash, they don't have to report that. But if it's a credit card receipt, like they have to report that. And actually, when I've worked at the restaurants, they actually take the taxes out right away.
Yeah. Well, I don't write how much cash. I just write cash.
Yeah. It's kind of cheap. With a dollar.
Well, they can claim whatever they want on their taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about that. I just want them to know to look for the green. Look for the Skrilla.
Look for the Skrilla.
Look for the Skrilla. All right. It's time for a little cool or tool. First up, asking direct questions. Jason.
Cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, Brandy Glanville's kind of a cunt, but whatever. We all wanted to know. Although I didn't want to know if the answer was yes. I don't want to know that anybody had sex with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ew. Up next in Cooler Tool, T-shirts with a message. Kareem.
I own a couple, so I'm going to say cool.
Jason.
Yeah, do that. Cool.
As long as it's ironic, it's cool. That's what I'm going to say. And finally in Cooler Tool, storefront churches. Jason.
Tool.
Kareem.
I ever want to go home again, you're cool.
Listen, if it's a storefront, then it's not God's front. Jesus chased the money changers from the temple.
No, you have that backwards. If it's not a storefront, it's not God's front.
Look, I'm just going pure on it.
That means they ain't making no money. They're doing it. They're doing it for the love of God.
And the tax-free status. Anyway, I'm going to go Tool. I'm with Jason. That's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Kareem can go home again. Hey, if you're going home, maybe you want something to spruce up the place. Maybe you want a gift.
Yeah.
You don't want to carry it with you when you go. You can have it shipped right there. Click that Shop Amazon tab on the NateDarlingShow.com and shop till your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. Maybe you can get new Bibles for your storefront church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Or you can do what I did. It's just follow the lady cleaning the rooms at the Best Western and just steal the Gideons in each one.
Stealing the Gideons. That's terrible.
When you only have 15, you only have to go to the 15 rooms. You know what I mean? Like,
well, sure.
That only takes a couple hours.
Well, what you could do is you could go in 7.5 rooms and take the Book of Mormon, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just screw with people. Why is my Bible different? Yeah, well, settle down. What do you care?
Why is there Dianetics in this?
There's Dianetics in my Bible.
What is Dianetics?
It's a nonsense, the nonsense book. I tried to read Dianetics once.
When you had to create, definitions that are different than the actual definitions for the words and then cross-reference those and put those as footnotes, you're not creating new meanings for word. Like, come on, get over yourself. I don't know if you noticed that in the first.
Dude, I made it through about 25 pages of that, and I was like, what is this fucking nonsense?
Yeah.
I can't make it. This is terrible.
Yeah.
There's no meaning here. This is all just bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
All bullshit. Hey, I've stumbled upon this. Joel McHale is back doing a show like The Soup, but it's on Netflix.
I watched it this morning.
How was it?
I loved it. I mean, it's I like The Soup.
It's the Joel McHale show with Joel McHale. I have to watch that. So I'm very excited. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that was coming. Like, it was kind of.
And Netflix has ordered 13 episodes of it.
So let's see how it goes for the next 13
weeks. Mm-hmm. If you like The Soup, watch it. Because if more people watch it, they'll order more episodes. That's how Netflix works.
That's how they work.
That is how they work. Hey, so Tesla, the Model X, it's arguably the best performing SUV you can buy. It's also pretty expensive. At about they started about 80 grand.
Ooh.
Yeah. It is Canada's Ontario Provincial Police. They have selected it for a demonstration vehicle revealed at this week's Toronto International Car Show. The P90D model features full OPP badging. That's right, Jason.
OPP badging.
OPP, the Ontario Provincial Police.
Oh, I thought you know me.
No.
So you can get some other people's pussy in the backseat of your car.
It had the badging, black and white paint, as well as working lights and sirens. It's still just a demonstration vehicle at this point, meant to illustrate the future of policing. That's according to OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, who revealed the car on a live stream. The Model X is actually a generous donation from a friend, Schmidt explained, and maybe the future of policing looks like down the road, but it's not going to be used in service because right now the vehicle has not been tested at the proving grounds for a police-rated pursuit vehicle. So that's why it's not out there for that. It doesn't mean you should rule out being pulled over by it if you're speeding down Ontario's highways in the future. However, Schmidt hinted that OPP might be opening a dialogue with Tesla to facilitate a potential future deployment, saying we got to talk to Tesla to put this vehicle through the proving grounds and make sure that it's available. We'll see how it works out. So there you go.
Awesome.
Right? It'll save them on gas. Although, I don't know. I don't know how much a cop car costs once they do all the bullshit to it.
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of them are the SUVs. So take an SUV, you put all the cop lights and shit on it. But I mean, if you start with an $80,000 SUV, it's going to be whatever. Unless Tesla cuts them a huge deal.
Doubt that.
I doubt that too. All right. So Hulk Hogan. He was drummed out of the WWE. Hasn't been seen in a few years. So TMZ ran into Mark Henry, who is a former wrestler. He's now working backstage for WWE. He was a former, I believe, Olympic powerlifter. And they asked him, what does Hulk Hogan have to do to get back in WWE?
You!
Man, life is good, man.
Dude, I know.
Doing my Sirius XM thing.
Dude, are you dealing with the Olympics at all? I know it's not your major sport. I know you're a wrestler.
You know what? I like the pentathlon stuff. Like to be able to see the guy skate and shoot.
Yeah, dude. Oh, tune into the hockey stuff?
Not so much, but I find it to be pretty interesting.
Though. I heard you. One last question. Your WWE Hulk Hogan wants to come back. Do you think it's ever happened?
I think after apology to all the existing African-American talent that, you know, he would be a forgiving world.
I hear you on that. Thank you so much for your time. Great talking to you.
All right.
Enjoy your afternoon, dude.
Kareem, is that all it takes? Is an apology to the existing African-American athletes?
So before we get to that, the fact that the black guy knew what a pentathlon did and the white guy didn't.
Well, here's the thing.
He said hockey.
He wasn't right about the pentathlon either. The pentathlon is something else. The biathlon is where you ski and shoot. You don't skate and shoot. There's no skating and shooting.
There's no skating and shooting.
So
I was like, is there like a new multi-level? Like,
where you knew what he meant. Stop being a white boy. Anyway. Hulk Hogan. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't even think about Hulk Hogan anymore.
No. Well, I mean, here's the thing. He is old.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't be an active wrestler. By the way, pentathlon, I wasn't positive what it was.
Yeah.
Pentathlon, is an athletic event comprised of five different events for each competitor. In particular, the men's event involves fencing, shooting, swimming, riding, and cross-country running.
Yeah.
Not the Winter Olympics. But still.
Yeah.
Still, that's fine. He enjoys watching the Winter Olympics, yes.
But yeah, I don't even think anybody's checking for Hulk Hogan anymore. Except for...
Well, Hulk Hogan keeps popping up because he wants to come back.
Yeah.
Because he wants to make money. There was even a hint that Hulk Hogan was going to show up in New Japan Pro Wrestling with the Bullet Club. That did not happen because word on the street was Hulk Hogan asked for a giant pile of money and they went, no.
Yeah, because you don't have anywhere else to go.
Right. And you don't have, I mean, it's like, great, but you're not worth this much money to us.
Yeah. I don't know. Like you said, I don't think anybody's checking for him. I don't even think anybody cares.
I don't think anybody cares about him anymore.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can only watch Suburban Commando so many times.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
And honestly, I don't think he's out of the WWE because I don't think he's necessarily out of the WWE because of the racist comments he made on tape. I think it was he just wasn't profitable. He wasn't worth what they were. What he was asking for.
Well, he wasn't getting anything, was he, at the time?
He was on a Legends contract, so they get paid, and they get paid per appearance, so he could make a good chunk of money, like at the big, like, WrestleMania. SummerSlam, yeah. Showing up for those sort of things. So they get paid here and there, but he got wiped completely. Like, there's no him and Chris Benoit killed his wife and kid.
Yeah.
They're the two people that have been wiped.
Yeah.
From the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, dude, you got $115 million verdict against Gawker.
Yeah. And there's something, I think there's something else between him and Vince with.
Oh, I'm sure.
With that. It's not because he used the N-word, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Henry's probably right. They're probably like, yeah, if you apologize for using the N-word, I'm sure the. Yeah. Five black wrestlers that we have now. It's not a large number.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's something with him and Vince. It doesn't have anything to do with Like, you might as well go ahead and take that out of the equation. Has nothing to do with black people. Is not why Hulk Hogan is not in the WWE. Has something to do with him and Vince. Yeah. Point blank, period.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I was like Mark Henry.
Yeah,
sexual chocolate.
Yes, because if Hulk was bringing in dollars, Vince would be like, okay, you said the N word, you make a quick apology, your ass is back on.
Mm-hmm.
He would have never been wiped. That's something totally different.
Yep, it's all a thing. All right, let's do this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, who wants to go first?
I didn't even have anything.
Jason, anything been chewing on you other than us calling you out for taking yourself to ice cream?
I have a grievance, but it's a personal grievance that I really shouldn't conflate in the open.
Okay.
But I will say that one thing that I did have, I said it earlier, just fucking these fucking people that want to, like, the first thing that they think about is their fucking guns.
On Wednesday show, yeah.
All those people. It just fucking... white people in fucking general. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I'm just fucking so tired of this whole denial. Like, that fucking white supremacy doesn't fucking exist. That there's not a double standard, and that you know, what, we live in a almost colorblind society. Oh, we don't fucking like, and if we, well, it's just so fucking ridiculous, man. I'm just fucking done. Just fucking, I'm sorry to all the black people out there, and all the Latinx and all the. I'm just sorry. I'll do my best to help in anything I can. Like, I'm fucking tired of it. I'm tired of seeing people that I know be fucking stupid.
Well, I'm tired of it too. Go back to last Wednesday's episode. Not from 2 days ago, but from a week and 2 days ago. Find out why. I'm done with it. All right, I have a grievance. I have a grievance with the President of the United States of America.
Uh-oh.
Sir, with all due respect, you're a goddamn dullard. Please stop it. Stop being so stupid. Stop tweeting on the President's Day with an apostrophe S. It's not all about you. There were other presidents, you know, 40-some-odd of them. I forget exactly how many. He's 45, but Grover Cleveland got two different ones, so it's not really that many. Do you really count Gerald Ford? He was never elected. I mean, is it really fair to do that? I don't know. But I want to share with you something. I got a birthday message. Here it is. Back on Monday. I'm friends with a gentleman in the Netherlands. He's from the Netherlands. We know each other because we're part of a fan club for a different podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show. You might enjoy it. And he wished me happy birthday, and I said, thanks. Sorry about our president. And here was his response. Don't be sorry. We feel sorry for you guys. The world was looking at America that was getting better, that was growing. Now we just feel it's a huge laugh, and we don't take you guys serious anymore. I know there are two sides, but that's not what the media shows us here. To which I replied, he's a goddamn disgrace. He's a goddamn disgrace. Here's what's happened. In about a year, we've gone from being the world's superpower to a country that people in the Netherlands feel bad for. The fucking Netherlands! Do you understand how far we've fallen in one goddamn year? You know, no disrespect to the Netherlands, but they should not be feeling bad for us.
Yeah.
So, dear Mr. President, get your shit together. I mean, Robert Mueller's coming for you, and I know you're losing your shit, but get it together for a moment. I don't know, maybe start filling all the open ambassador slots around the world. There's a lot of them, by the way. I want each of you to pick a country that you would like to be the ambassador to and tweet at Real Donald Trump. Kareem?
Spain.
Jason, pick one. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to tweet him and say, I think I could do some good there. I want to give it a go. I want to give it a go. Make me the ambassador to wherever it might be.
I wonder if I can just ask to be the ambassador to shitholes.
Well, that's a lot of them, though.
Yeah,
you're going to narrow it down. You're going to let him pick which shithole?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a wise choice on your part. I mean, there's a lot of shitholes. You just don't know. That was actually Leslie's idea, so I want to make sure that she gets credit for that. So tweet real. Hey, anybody out there listening? If you think you would make a good ambassador, you want to give it a go. You can't be any less qualified than the people he's already.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tweet him and go, hey, Mr. President over here. I'm a proud American. I want to make America great again by representing us to just pick any country.
And then do that hashtag, and then also do hashtag Nate Darling Show.
Yeah,
so defend him.
And make sure you tag us. It's important that you do that. Alright, let me just see open ambassadorships. There we go. Open ambassador positions. Ooh, let's see. Let's see. I don't know where that is. Belarus is open. Belgium is open.
Oh, Belgium.
Belize. Is vacant.
Ooh, Belize.
I'm down with Belize.
I'll take that one.
Bolivia.
I'm down with Bolivia.
The Congo. Jason, that would qualify as one of the shitholes.
Yeah, I'm down with the Congo.
The Ivory Coast.
Oh, yeah, Ivory Coast for sure.
Cuba.
Yeah, I'm down with Cuba.
Egypt.
Definitely down for Egypt.
The European Union.
Okay.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. Geez.
I'll take that one. I'm only the E. Honduras, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Jamaica.
Oh, Ireland.
Jordan.
Jamaica.
Mongolia.
Ooh.
I'll get in a yurt.
It'd be kind of cold though.
Some horse fighting.
Qatar. Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Somalia, South Africa,
I could do that.
South Korea, Sweden, Syria, Tajikistan, Tanzania.
To be fair, nobody wants.
Trinidad and Tobago.
I'll take that one.
Right? Just pick any one of these. Turkey. That's open. There's several UN positions open. Ambassadors to the UN in Geneva, the Human Rights Council, Management and Reform, Political Affairs, Rome, all vacant.
That's crazy.
Venezuela, vacant. Tweet him. Pick one. Maybe pick two. Give him an opportunity. Give him a chance to pick between one of them. By the way, that was the musical stylings of Kevin Gates and Juicy J with Thinking With My Dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So there you go.
Gotta think with your dick.
I thought you'd enjoy that musical selection to go with that. Yeah, just pick any one of them. Tweet on them. Now, some of them we don't exchange ambassadors with, like Venezuela. But, I mean, Iceland? Ireland? Come on.
I could do Ireland.
You can do Ireland standing on my head, drinking a Guinness. Belgium? Come on. Easy. We don't send one to Bolivia. But these are all the open ambassadorships. I was hoping for Canada. I was kind of hoping for Canada. But we actually have Kelly Knightcraft is the ambassador to Canada. I know that sounds like some weird robot.
Native American.
No. No, she's the whitest lady you've ever seen. Ambassador Kelly Kraft is a leader, entrepreneur, and philanthropist who's made the community service and improving education the cornerstone of her career. The third-generation Kentuckian, Ambassador Kraft demonstrates a deep commitment to her home state by serving in several leadership roles with the Salvation Army of Lexington and the Center for Rural Development, which is a nonprofit. So, there you go. Pick one. Tweet at him.
Tweet.
We have some news from New Hampshire, where the winner of the $559.7 million Powerball jackpot is trying to remain anonymous.
Oh, yeah. I heard about
it. I can't blame him.
Her.
Jane Doe purchased it last month in Merrimack, New Hampshire. She wants to keep her identity secret. Her attorney, Stephen Gordon, has asked for the money to be moved while waiting for a decision about her anonymity because she's losing an estimated $14,000 in interest each day.
Well, part of the buying the ticket is in the contract that you'll be...
It is, but she's... Exactly. She's trying to see if she can get away from that. It's not the same in every state, by the way. So by Jane Doe signing the ticket with her name and hometown, she's lost her right to anonymity, which could have been avoided if she had first assigned the ticket over to a trust. So, don't sign the back of the ticket if you want to remain anonymous. You can create a trust, and it can go to the trust. Now, because it's a trust, there may be some legal stuff where it has to be released, but you're not going to be standing there with a big giant check. Basically, this woman does stuff in her community. She doesn't want people to look at her differently.
Yeah.
They're going to know you won $560 million.
Yep.
You live in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Yeah, the first time you buy anything new.
Right? Everyone is looking around going, who won? Because what else are they going to do? Bet on a V falling through the ice? You live in New Hampshire.
Uh-oh, she bought something new. She won.
Right? All that Tesla is expensive. You probably got that.
Is that a Maserati?
That's it.
You think that all this, the ice and the...
That's true.
The sand and salt and the... It would be bad for the paint.
It very much would be bad for the paint. So I can only drive it a certain amount of time. I mean, there's all of that. All right, so now that's out of the way.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Dildo, 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 dildo.
By the way, this is the a cappella version. I found this. It's a cappella.
Put it in.
See? All right.
Just listen to me say dildo in back of us. There's like nothing.
Put it in.
There you go. Two best friends are working together to shatter the stigma surrounding sex toys for women. Naughty Vibes, that's with a K, an innovative feminist sex toy company co-founded by Sheila O. and Courtney Davis, aims to empower women to embrace their sexual freedom while simultaneously raising money for women's reproductive health. Let me turn this down a little bit. It's distracting to me. Naughty Vibes is an organization founded in my quest for women's freedom and equality. Sheila said, recalling how her first trip to a sex toy shop with Courtney played a part in the company's conception. When we entered the shop, we were overwhelmed by high prices. She went on, I assumed this instance was a fluke and looked online and found high prices to actually be the norm. The friends took issue to heart and set out to give women a place where they could invest in themselves via discounted sex toys, lingerie, feminist apparel, and other accessories. Naughty Vibes isn't solely focused on lowering consumer prices. No, no. The company's mission is to empower women to be themselves. Reschedule that restart. Get out of here. By the way, this is the acapella version. The company's mission is to empower women to love themselves, own their sexuality, and not feel awkward or ashamed about purchasing sex toys.
What has any of this, these programs to keep women from being ashamed or empower, does any of this shit work?
Apparently not. Should we're in an era where feminism is thriving and women's voices and grievances are being heard, sexual freedom and reproductive health play a crucial role in our fight for equality. The company is a shame-free, safe place to purchase sex toys, knowing that women's pleasure is of the utmost importance to us. Sexual pleasure is natural, and we at Naughty Vibes believe in closing the orgasm gap between women of all backgrounds.
Closing the orgasm gap. I think that's called the vagina.
There you go. By the way, this is a remix of Dildo. See how different the song is?
It's
same
very
song.
Very different, yeah.
Same song. Meanwhile, someone is repeatedly sending Pittsburgh woman sex toys from Amazon. By the way, if you're going to send someone sex toys from Amazon, shop Amazon tab at needdarlingshow.com.
Yep.
But don't be creepy about it, please. Mm-hmm. So someone's sending her sex toys and she can't get it to stop. She told the Daily Beast she's afraid she's being cyber-stalked and concerned the sex toy sender lives nearby. She said she and her roommate aren't keen on staying in their apartment anymore. Said it seems so personal. The Daily Beast story only used Nikki's first name because she feared repercussions from city leaders who right now are aggressively courting Amazon's second headquarters. Apparently, Nikki isn't alone. A source at Amazon told the Daily Beast that other random customers are receiving unsolicited sex toys. Amazon won't say who's buying them, though. A spokesperson for Amazon told the Daily Beast the sex toys are, quote, part of some bad behavior, end quote, that the company is investigating. Amazon customer service was not much help to Nikki. She said she felt ignored and that her concerns weren't taken seriously. She pieced together information on her own and was eventually able to figure out the sender's name and that his billing address is in Missouri. That didn't comfort her because the billing address could be different than the residence. She got on the phone with Amazon. That didn't go well. Said, no one's listening to me. A source at Amazon told the Daily Beast there's no way to stop the packages from arriving at her door. She wished that it didn't have to be sex toys. She said, I've seen all these other reports now. And all these other people are saying they got these really cool gadgets. I'm like, why didn't I get one of those?
Maybe you needed a sex toy.
Maybe it's God sending you a sign.
Maybe.
I bought somebody some batteries once.
Don't know. But stop sending unsolicited sex toys. Please. This is the Rocco and Bass T remix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough of that. Deep breath.
Uh-oh.
All right, Jason, it's time for our new feature on the show. Who will Jason defend?
All right.
Here's how this is going to go. There are two stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about both stories.
All right.
And there is a person in each story. You have to pick one of these two people that I'm going to tell you about to defend.
Do I have to defend one of them?
You have to defend one of them.
Okay.
My guess is that you'll want to defend both of them. That's the whole point of the game, because that's what you do. You like to see the other side of things.
All right.
So here we go. The first story comes to us from Portugal, where a man arrived in the country from Brazil. He was found to be hiding 2.5 pounds of cocaine and a set of false butt cheeks. The Portuguese judicial police said the tax and customs authorities stopped the 32-year-old man at the Lisbon airport when they determined he was under investigation by the National Anti-Narcotics Trafficking Unit. He was searched and officers discovered he was wearing a false derriere filled with 2.2 pounds of cocaine. They said the 40-year-old man, who is suspected of being the intended recipient of the drugs, was arrested at a train station in Lisbon. Both men detained on drug trafficking charges. That's number one. Number two, headline, van with dead body inside is stolen from Jacksonville cremation business. The Jacksonville police are currently hunting for a stolen silver 2006 Honda Odyssey minivan with a morbid cargo on board, a dead body. They issued a bulletin on Monday afternoon about a minivan license plate NIS5N taken at about 11:30 a.m. from Affordable Cremation Solutions. I'm sorry. The minivan was carrying the remains of a man who had passed away at the UF Health Jacksonville, strapped to a cot in a body bag. The 56-year-old minivan driver told police he parked it, then walked into the business to drop off paperwork. The doors were unlocked and the engine was running. When the driver walked back outside, he was just in time to see it driving away. He told officers he didn't see who was driving, but was able to follow it in another car to Mill Creek Road, then down Regency Square Boulevard before losing sight of it on the west end of Regency Square Mall. So, Jason, here are your choices. Would you like to defend the man who left the minivan with the dead body running? Or would you prefer to defend the gentleman who was smuggling 2.2 pounds of cocaine in fake butt cheeks?
Oh, so I have to defend the man that left it running.
That's who you're picking?
No, like I was thinking I was gonna have to defend the person that stole the body.
No.
Because I was like, I can defend them because maybe
he just thought he was stealing a car. See, if it were that easy,
or it could have been a family member. It could have been a family member that was like, oh no, they're not. I'm taking.
There's no sport in it if we do that.
Man,
you have to pick. Is it the poor guy who had to fly from Brazil with cocaine in his fake butt? Or the guy who went inside and left the car unlocked with the engine running?
Like, both these guys are fucking idiots, man. There's nothing like that I can really support on either end. Like, one of them is a guy that's like a grown man. It's like not like some 18-year-old, 19-year-old, you know.
To be fair, one man is 40, the other man is in his 50s.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
These are adults.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These are full-on adults that know better. But just because, and the one guy was on the list, was already on the federal, like the national database list of like, you know, narcotics list. So like, he's already a bad dude. So I'm going to have to say that it's the 50-year-old. I'm going to have to say that I'm going to defend him because he's an older gentleman. World's changing miles a minute. Maybe it used to be okay to leave your car running outside while you run inside to drop something off. But nobody's that good, bro. Just take the key. Just turn it off, man. Like, you know, but that, I feel bad for that guy because I'm sure that guy feels like a complete jerk.
All right. Kareem, who did you think he was going to defend?
That guy.
We're going to keep, this is going to be an ongoing segment. All right.
All right.
These are just the stories we found this week. There's going to be something new all the time.
Who did you think I was going to do?
I assumed you're going to defend the guy who is not under arrest.
Yeah.
But I never know for sure because you could have gone with this guy could have been an unwitting victim who is being used and threatened by the drug cartels to smuggle stuff against his will, and he's just a pawn.
He wouldn't have been on the list already, though, if he was. Well, like, that's at least the way I look at it.
He was just under investigation, so. Because they saw. Well, it could have been. Hey, that guy looks like he's a fake ass.
Is that guy's ass really, like, Kim Kardashian huge, or am I just seeing things?
Ooh, he had nice booty.
I don't usually do this, but can I touch your ass?
So that's the inaugural edition of Who Will Jason Defend?
I wonder if when he farted, it came out with a white poof. just everybody just got hella high. Just fart, just like, we're just like, it's snowing.
I don't know what's up with that guy, but his fart excites me. What's going on with that?
I really enjoy his tingle in my nose. I mean, it stinks.
Oh, my God. Marilyn Haggerty. Thank God.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Common cold. There's nothing common about the one that landed in my throat and jumped into my nose before it crawled into my ears.
Wow, that's a lot of crawling.
That's right. You just go along. You try not to breathe on other people, but there's nothing common about the common cold.
As long as it didn't crawl in your ass.
Okay, you don't want your ass sneezing. Or running, for that matter.
Yeah, because then how are you going to catch it?
And there's no doubt that winter is still with us. The Chinese New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, starts today. This is the Year of the Dog. The celebration, we are told, includes the lighting of firecrackers and giving away money in red paper envelopes. The traditional greeting is Kung Hu Fat Choi. Don't be surprised if I meet you out shopping or in a restaurant with those words of joy.
Kung Hu Fat Choi.
How would you feel, Kareem, how would you feel if an old white lady came up to you and yelled that? What?
Like, do you need some help, miss?
Ma'am, are you having a stroke?
What did you call me? Who are you calling fat?
Is that racist? Are you being racist to me right now, old woman, old white woman?
What's going on? Oh, by the way, the cheerful people of the week are Kathy Sondral and Tom Creasel.
Oh, good for them.
There you go, Kathy and Tom. They're cheerful, even though it's ass cold in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
They sound like chipper people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to turn that down. We did that. Oh, there we go. Hey, what's going on?
Ooh.
What's going on, everybody?
What's
do that. Oh,
going
hey,
on?
What's going on? What's going on? I don't know. I don't know. It's time to. I think it's time to probably wrap this up, don't you think?
Yeah, just wrap it up like a nice little present.
Mm-hmm. Call it a day.
Call it a day.
Move it along. All right.
Ship it to its destination.
All right. Let's play this song here. Go out with this. The point of no return. This is the song that brought us the band that brought us the song Dildo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a dance song from 1997 because you deserve it.
There you go, everybody. If you used to rave out and go to those industrial raves back in the day, I'm sure you're hearing this again for the first time in 21 years. Yeah. I'm getting old, man.
That's right. There are kids that were born when this song came out that can drink now. Think about that for a second. Just think of it just for a second.
So old.
Then move forward.
No.
All right. I'm curious about one thing.
Uh-oh.
Since we were talking about Grand Forks, North Dakota, I want to know, what's the weather like in Grand Forks? Go away. All right, gentlemen, I want you to go ahead and guess for me right now what the temperature is in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
With wind chill or without wind chill?
You can go either way. It is just before midnight Central Standard Time there.
I'm going to say negative 12 degrees.
Is that the actual temperature or the wind chill?
That's the actual temperature. With the wind chill, it's going to be a negative 27.
Kareem!
It's 5, negative 10.
You looked it up. It is 5 degrees with snow showers. The feels like temperature is 13 below. We have a winner.
Wow.
We have a winner.
I kind of did look it up, but I didn't look it up now. I looked it up earlier today. Remember, my daughter lives in North Dakota.
Tomorrow's high is going to be 13. Wednesday's high, it's going to be sunny and 14 on Wednesday.
I'm sorry,
that was 2 days ago because it's, time warp. Let's see. They're looking for a warming spell. It's going to be up into the 20s.
That's swimming weather.
Yep, into the 20s.
Make sure you pack your swimsuit. No, don't.
Not a single temperature in this 10-day forecast above freezing. Just FYI. So, whatever you got to do to make it through the night in North Dakota, you do that. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for downloading, tuning in, listening to our nonsense.
We appreciate you.
We do. And remember, tweet at Real Donald Trump and let him know which open ambassadorship you would like.
Make sure to tag the show.
Tag the show. And let's give him something to think about other than that whole Robert Mueller thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been preoccupying, we know. Maybe it'll give him an idea.
Maybe he could have done a better job as a president if he wasn't so worried about what was happening over there.
All right. The show's over. The computer is restarting itself. The computer just said, fuck you. I'm restarting myself.
Your computer's a Trump supporter, man. How many times do I have to tell you?
It's working on updates now. Don't turn off your computer. Fuck you, computer.
Fuck you, Trump.
All right. All right. That's it. Bye.